DHS continues busing border crossers, illegal aliens into U.S. for release. By John Binder on March 11, 2019. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is continuing to bus border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States in order to release them into the interior of the country. Local media reports out of Phoenix, Arizona last week reveal that federal immigration officials continue to carry out the country's catch-and-release policy, whereby border crossers are released into the U.S. while they await their immigration and asylum hearings. Border crossers claiming credible fear have an 88% chance of never being deported from the country. In Phoenix, about 50 border crossers and illegal aliens were dropped off by federal immigration officials at a Greyhound bus station where they were subsequently allowed into the country with only the promise that they will show up to their immigration hearings. As photos from azcentral.com show, many of the border crossers released into the U.S. were single adult men. Last month, a busload of border crossers and illegal aliens were also dropped off at a bus station after being released in Phoenix by federal immigration officials. President Trump most recently expanded the catch-and-release program and decreased the number of border crossers that federal immigration officials can detain. The expansion of catch-and-release means that single adults crossing the U.S.-Mexico border now have a greater likelihood of being released into the country after briefly being detained by DHS officials. Last month, there were more than 76,000 illegal border crossings and inadmissible foreign nationals, the most in this month in 12 years, a record high of monthly illegal immigration for the Trump administration. Experts now project that illegal border crossings for this calendar year will be more than three times what they were in 2017 and nearly double last year's total crossings. The projection predicts there to be more than 840,000 illegal border crossings this year, though DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen predicts about 900,000 crossings for the year. Today, the majority of the U.S.-Mexico border remains open. At the same time, the U.S. has continued funding border walls and border security programs in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Lebanon. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.